Do y'all know Daniel? Well, hi, Daniel.
Hello.
I have my questions for Daniel. Do you guys already know my questions? Because I feel like I ask the same questions. Do you recognize? Does anyone remember the three questions I generally ask people when they come back from the mission field? That's true. I do ask where they were. Where were you?
Well, I did my DTS in Denver, and then I went on my outreach in Nepal. We flew into Kathmandu. We were there for a few weeks and went to Pokhara.
Huh?
These are the towns in Nepal we were at.
Oh. What?
Pokhara. It's the name of the town.
Okay. I believe you. So you said Colorado and then Nepal?
Yeah.
Those places are not the same at all.
Not really.
That's not really a question, really, is it? No. All right, typically this is the first question that I ask people. What did you learn about God in your whole experience?
I think the thing that stuck out to me the most was like the second week of DTS, and that was the Far the Heart of God week. I didn't really know, but I kind of had a mentality that my relationship with God was more of a servant and master kind of relationship. I just served God. And through that week, I kind of learned that I really am his son. And it kind of changed my whole mentality, like why I do the things I do to be a Christian, or why I do the things that I am a Christian. It just made it more fun, I guess, for me. I don't know. I wanted to do things because I loved God. And it changed my mentality that he's my father and just gave me a new relationship and value. And I just saw him differently.
Is that something that you would have said, I already know that, before?
Yeah. I said I would have known it, but I honestly didn't really see him that way.
Can I ask a tattoo question?
Sure.
What's going on here?
So the one on my wrist is Hebrew for Hebrews 13:1, and it says, let brotherly love continue. I shortened it, and it's just brotherly love.
That'll work.
Yeah.
And then this is what? This is the word faith.
Faith, yeah.
Why is that so significant that you need it on your arm?
Well, this one actually I've wanted for a while. For a while I kind of struggled with doubt and not having faith that I was actually saved. I'd always like, well, I've done all these things. Why would I go to heaven? But I found victory in that.
You mean sins?
Ago. Yeah.
Okay, just being clear.
Yeah. God kind of spoke to me a few years ago and kind of just tore that away out of my life. And so I kind of wanted a reminder about that.
So it's kind of like when they cross the Jordan River and they set up 12 stones to make sure that they remember.
Yep.
Similar to that. Okay, that was question one with some little sub-questions. Okay. Question two, are there any notable stories from your either your DTS or your outreach that you think you would like to share?
So week 13 was kind of the last week of DTS, but the first week of outreach, we went to L.A. for Azusa Now. But the week before, they did a thing called Flood L.A., and we just kind of went and just kind of flooded the streets talking to people and just having fun. And 2 weeks prior to that, I had messed up my knee snowboarding, and I wasn't really sure how I was going to go on treks in Nepal. And it was kind of
Colorado.
Like, yeah, Colorado. I wasn't really sure how I was going to go on the trek in Nepal that we were going on. And so the first day in a Flood LA, we were there. We were kind of praying for people, and two of my fellow students came up to me, and they said, hey, we're going to pray for your knee. So they prayed. Nothing really happened the first time, and I was like, well, you know, thanks for praying anyway. Like, no, we're going to keep going. So they went all out. They prayed for probably, I don't know, 15 minutes or something and just kept going at it. And finally, like, try it. So I kind of jumped around and walked. And I was like, well, let me be right back. So I took off running and ran out of the park, ran back. And I'm like, it's better. And I was completely stoked.
Snowboarder jargon.
And then after the worship service, they had they wanted testimony, so I ran up front to share my testimony. I got up front, and we were in a Spanish community, so there was a translator there. And I got up front, completely forgot about the translator, and just went 100 miles an hour and just started talking about what happened. I mean, I was jumping around having fun, and I looked out, and I saw one of the guys out there going like, slow down. And he started pointing at the translator, and I kind of looked over. I'm like, oh, shoot, I got a translator. So that was kind of my first experience with a translator, and I kind of just left him and
Cross-cultural missions.
Luckily, my first experience teaching didn't go that way.
How did that go?
That went pretty good. We were at a youth conference in Nepal, and everybody got to speak for about an hour or so.
Youth conference in Nepal. Like, Nepal's, what is the sort of religious context?
Most of it is they're Buddhist is the highest religion there. We were in a really little town called Chitwan. It was like 110 degrees there the entire time.
Oh my.
Yeah, even at night it was 107.
Oh.
It was like a kind of a little, like a older version of VBS.
How is it so hot? I thought the Himalayas were there.
This is kind of in the middle of Nepal, like south, so it's in the valley.
My goodness.
No, in the Himalayas is really nice weather.
Yes.
In the 70s.
And snowboarding.
We didn't do any snowboarding.
Oh, no.
I kind of wanted to snowboard down Mount Everest.
When you were doing the translating thing, did they tell you too many words, not enough words? Because I got bad grades by the translator. They were like,
they didn't really
say
tell
shorter
me.
Sentences. So then I'd be like, I? And you'd be like, anyway.
There were a few times that I was talking to the translator, kind of look at me like, there's no way I'm translating that. No, it went pretty good, I think.
Did they edit your stories to improve the theology in any way?
I couldn't understand what they were saying.
That happened to me one time. So, yeah. Okay, final question. Coming back, how has the experience changed the way you approach daily life here now?
Well, I'm going to share another little
story. Go for it. Yeah, two stories.
So when we were in Kathmandu, we stayed at this, where we were staying was like a 5-minute walk to the grocery store. And when we were on off days or whatever, we'd always go there and buy something to eat and some snacks and stuff. Like I said, it was a 5-minute walk there and 5-minute walk back, but it normally took about an hour to get there and probably about an hour to get back because you'd go, and on the way you'd probably stop about, talk to about, you know, two or three people, and you'd talk to them about 20 minutes apiece because their mentality there is just they want to know about you and they want to become your friend. Everybody there is your friend. It's kind of cool because you just go up and, I mean, everybody will invite you to dinner. Every single one of us got invited to dinner sometime or another.
Is that good?
Yeah, they're very friendly people. And most of them, I was surprised, spoke a lot of English there where we were in Kathmandu.
What's the food like?
Food was really good, I thought so. We had this dish called Dalbat. That's what we had. It was just rice, chicken curry, and then potatoes.
That sounds good.
It was really good. We had that probably just about every day we were there for 2 months.
For free at people's houses?
Sometimes free, but if we had to buy it, you can buy it at almost any restaurant for like $3. And it was all you can eat.
All you can eat for $3, everybody. But it's 110 degrees. So.
But yeah, so like, I like that mentality. Like, your time matters more than anything. Like, if they would have a party or something and it wasn't fashionable to show up on time, you'd show up, you know, 5 minutes late.
It was fashionable to be late.
Yep.
So I'm cool already.
I guess. Which is kind of funny because the first day I got back to YWAM, we were having lunch down the mountain, and I came up and showed up like, I don't know, 20 minutes late, and everybody's like, what are you doing? Like, I was like, we called it Nepali time. But yeah, I kind of like that mentality. Like, your time matters more than anything. Like, we'll do doing anything to, you know, for you. And when I got back, I kind of like didn't want, I wanted something to change in my life. Like, not that I didn't think my life was great before. I was kind of living out the American dream, you know, get a good job, money, and settle down, which I think is good. But at the same time, I wanted to do more for Christ. So coming back, I wanted to make sure something would change, that I would practice what I learned on DTS. And one of the things, I don't do this every day. I try to do it, but I just do it as much as I can. I just ask God, you know, put me into situations that I can practice what I learned. And he has put me in a few positions. Like, I get to go and help out with the kids in Greenwood once in a while with the Greenwood youth group. And, you know, once or twice I got to share my face with somebody, a random person at Walmart. So, yeah, that's kind of one thing I get to do. And, I don't know, just having fun, I guess.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.